Das kann so sehr nicht aber gerade so stark wenn wir sagen beim Ziel darf jod sagen wir nach mir auf Christ both said if a person picks up a lost item with intent to be kind for someone else the other person is not kind. The reason is the person picking up the item is like one who takes limited assets of a debtor on behalf of one of his creditors leaving nothing for the rest to collect from him. The halacha is in that case that if the person is not kind for the creditor. Rav Yisrael of Nachman of Raisa says, if a worker was hired for a specific task, and as he was working, he found a lost item and picked it up, it's his to keep. However, if he was hired for the day and found an item and picked it up, the item would belong to the one who hired him. We see from over here that a person could pick up a lost item on behalf of someone else. Rav Nachman said this case is different because the hand of a worker is like an extension of the hand of the employer. Therefore, it's as if the employer himself picked up that item. Rav said that a worker can quit at any point in time. If so, how can you say that he's considered like owned to the point that his hand is an extension of the employer's hand? Rav Nachman said it's true he's allowed to quit since he's not the employer's slave, but as long as he doesn't quit, his hand is considered to be an extension of the hand of the employer. Okay, Rav Abba, the name of Yechanan said, if a person picks up a lost item with intent to be kinder for someone else, the other person is kaina. If you'll ask that our Mishnah says that one who lifted the found item for the person on the animal may then decide to keep it for himself, it's not difficult. The Mishnah is talking about where the one on the animal said, give it to me. He didn't say be kaina it for me. Therefore, no kinyan was made when it was lifted for him. So the next mission, if a person saw a lost item and threw himself on top of it, and another person came and grabbed it from under him, the second person is kaina. Zakamar Shlokish in the river of Abba Kayim Bardala said a person's four amas are kaina for him in every place. This is based on a takana of the Rabbanim to prevent people from coming to fight with each other. In fact, more Abaya said, the Rechiah Bar Yosef asked on this from a Mishnah in Peah. And Rava said, the Rabbi Yaakov Edi asked from this from the Mishnah in Ezekiel, meaning our Mishnah. Abaya explained, the Mishnah says, if someone throws himself onto Peah, he's not kaina. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah is talking about where he did not say that he wants to be kaina with his Dalet Amos. In fact, if the Rabbanan instituted his Kinyan, why do you have to say he wants to use it to be kaina? The Gemara says, since he threw himself on top of a Peah, he shows that he wants to be kaina with his falling and not with his Dalet Amos. Another Teretz of Papa said, the enactment of four Amos was only instituted in public areas, not in someone else's field, like the case of Peah, which is located in someone else's field. Rava asked, if the Rabbanan enacted a Kenyan of Dalet Amos, why is the first person in our Mishnah not Kaina? And for the Gemara, the Mishnah is talking about where he did not say that he wants to be Kaina with his Dalet Amos. For the Gemara again, if the Rabbanan instituted it, why does he have to say he wants to use it to be Kaina? Mar says, since he threw himself on the item, he shows that he wants to be Kaina with his falling, not with his Dalet Amos. Rav Sheisha said, another Teretz, the enactment of Dalet Amos was only instituted in a side street, not in the main thoroughfare of Shusha Rabban, which has many people. In fact, Rish Lakish said it was instituted in every place. And for the Gemara, that was meant to include the side of the Rishus HaRabim, not just the actual Rishus HaRabim. Zok the Gemara Viter. Rish Lakish in the name of Abba Koyin Bardala said that a katana cannot be koina her get with chotzer or with Dalet Amos. Rabbi Yechon in the name of Yane said she can be koina with chotzer and with Dalet Amos. Gemara says Machloikis is Rabbi Yechon and holds that kinyan of chotzer works as a kinyan made by her receiving something in her hand. Therefore, just like she can be koina with yad, she can be koina with chotzer. Rish Lakish holds that chotzer works as a shliach. Therefore, just as a katana cannot appoint a shliach, she also cannot be koina with chotzer. In fact, Mar Brisa says that a ganav can be koina by stealing something into his chotzer. Now, if chotzer works as shliach, the ganav should not be able to be koina because we have a principle that's ain shliach dvar aveiro. And therefore, the fact that he could be koina with chotzer, we see that's not based on shliachs. Ravina said, we only say there's no shlichas for an avera when the shlich himself is chayev for doing such an avera. However, when dealing with a chotzer, there would be shlichas to avera, and the sender would therefore be chayev. If so, if a person tells a married woman or a slave who are not chayev to pay for what they steal, if they tell them to steal from him, the sender should be chayev. Mar says, the woman and the slave are considered to be chayev for stealing. About the chayev stealing. It's only that right now in the current status, they don't have money to pay. However, we learned in the Mishnah, if the woman would get divorced or the slave would be free, they would then have to pay for what they stole. That's why the sender is not chayiv in this case, because it is they are chayiv, and therefore, meaning the woman or the slave, and therefore, in shlichas v'ad vera, the sender will not be chayiv. Another Teretz of Sama said, we only say there's no ein shlichas v'arvei when the shliach has free will to do or not to do the shlichas. With regard to chotzer, where the shliach has no choice but to do the shlichas, the sender would be chayav for the aveir. In fact, what's the chiluk between the answers of Ravina and Rav Sama? If more, a difference would be where a kohen made a yisrael a shliach to be mekadosh a divorced woman for him. Another case would be where a man made a woman a shliach to cut the payas of a cotton. According to Rav Sama, since the shliach has free will, the sender would be potter. According to Ravina, since the shluchim are not subject to these laws, the sender would be chayav. Fakimara Brisa says, that we learn that the chatzar of a woman can be kinder her get for her from the words of a nosam biyoda. We see that chatzar is compared to her hand, not the shliach. And for the gemara, with regard to a get, everyone agrees that chatzar works like her hand. The machlekas is regarding to a found item. Rabbi Yochanan holds that we learn the case of a found item from get. Rish Lakish says we don't learn a found item from get. Another teretz, with regard to a ketana, everyone agrees that we learn a found item from get. The machlekas is regarding a cotton. Rabbi Yochanan says we learn a cotton from a ketana. Rish Lakish says we do not. Third teretz, everyone agrees that a ketana's chotzer can be kaina her get, but not a found item. Rabbi Yochanan says her chotzer is kaina. Well, when he says he chotzer kaina, he was talking about a get. Rish Lakish, when he says it's not kaina, he was actually talking about a found item. And so they're actually not arguing at all.